It's Mundo in the Morning on KCMO.
Well, the Chiefs trying to keep things going here this weekend, but it won't be easy. Sunday Night Football taking on the Las Vegas, still weird to say it, Las Vegas Raiders. Let's welcome on and say good morning to Danny Welniak, KCTV5 Sports Director. It is powered by Xfinity Internet. Stay connected with Wi-Fi coverage that delivers the speed you need to power all of your devices. All right, Danny, coming off of that win against the Packers, how are things in that locker room right now? How are they feeling as hopefully this team is going to be hitting a midseason stride?
Look, I think there is some confidence in that locker room right now, but I think kind of the thing that they're embracing is that they're okay with winning ugly. And the last two games that they've won, which is the first time they've won back-to-back games all season, have not been very pretty, especially from an offensive standpoint. So Patrick Mahomes said, hey, you know what? I would rather win games not playing great offense than lose games playing good offense like we did throughout the first three or four games. So they're okay with getting the W. Obviously, they want to have a more efficient, more proficient offense like they've seen and we've seen in the past, but they're okay with taking it kind of one game at a time, one day at a time, and kind of trying to get it back on track. So the good news is that the special teams was great. The defense is obviously getting better. We just got to find something within that offense to just click to allow it to get back to, I guess, its old self, you could say.
Danny, the comment from Eric Bieniemy that's kind of been making the rounds the last 24 hours or so, the Chiefs right now are kicking the Chiefs' ass. That's Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator. The implication there, it seems like they're hurting themselves. And, I mean, it's a fair assumption to make, but then the next question is, okay, I mean, we're halfway through the season. How are you going to change it, coach, right? I mean, that's the next question. Does he have any answer for it?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the problem is that a lot of times when you are, you know, basically shooting yourselves in the foot, a lot of it is mental. And so coaches can say whatever they want to, and they can come out to the media and they can try to motivate and do what they want. But for the most part, you as a player have to kind of internalize that and make the changes. I mean, they didn't have any turnovers last week against the Packers, which I think is a big thing and kind of a big stepping stone as they try to get over that hump and be a better team. But when it comes to penalties, obviously that was still an issue. So that's still very mental. And you can't just say, hey, stop it and it be fixed. You as a player or players themselves have to make that adjustment and have to go back to the basics, stop overthinking things, and just play football and not buy into the pressures of, I think, of what a lot of players do, especially when you're on the Chiefs and there's such high expectations. I think especially when new guys come into the fold, they're expected to be at the level of the guys who have, you know, an AFC championship ring and a Super Bowl ring. And a lot of times that's not the case. So there's a lot of pressure there. So I think from a mental standpoint, you know, coaches can say that and you can address it, but ultimately the players are the ones who have to make the changes.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Much, I mean, if the Chiefs lose this game, I mean, they're certainly not out of any AFC West race. It's tight as could be right now. You got 2-5-3 teams, 2-5-4 teams. But how much do you think this team needs a win over a decent opponent? I mean, they haven't beaten a decent team yet. The Packers without Aaron Rodgers, and then, as we've talked about all season long, the NFC East, and then the Browns. So how much do you think they need a win over a team like the Raiders for their own confidence booster? Or is that being overstated because this team, you know, has been the two straight Super Bowls and they just want to get to the postseason? What do you think that fine line is like?
You know, I agree with you from the sense that, you know, the Packers didn't have Aaron Rodgers, but I do think that they still had a very good offense, and I think that the cornerbacks for Kansas City got a lot of confidence based off their ability to shut those guys down, and they also have a very good defense, so I think being able to just get something going was big for them from a confidence standpoint as well. But I do agree with you that I think that they do need some kind of quality win to just feel like they're back on track. And I think, you know, Mundo, 3 weeks ago, if you would have told me that the Chiefs, you know, got a win over the Packers and were going into the Raiders game with a victory or back-to-back wins, I would have been like, yeah, I don't care how they did it. I'm glad that they got the win, because a lot of people were chalking that one up to a loss with Aaron Rodgers. So to get that win, I think, was really big for them. I think the way that it started, the way that it ended for the offense, with getting the conversion to Tyreek Hill and, you know, Mahomes showing a little bit of magic and Tyreek doing what he does best, I think was a confidence boost as well. So I think that getting a big win like this over the Raiders, especially from an AFC West standpoint, would be massive for them. And from a mental standpoint, like we were talking about in the prior, I think it would be very, very big for them.
Danny Walniak, KCTV5, is here. Danny, we haven't touched on the defense yet, but that defensive line in particular, and you look at, you know, what things are, what changes have been made, the addition of Melvin Ingram. Looks like Chris Jones is very happy about this, being able to slide over and just, you know, add a veteran there. How confident is that defensive line right now? And if that defensive line is playing well, as you alluded to earlier, it makes the back two ends, the back two layers of that defense look that much better, right? If you have your defensive line applying pressure every game and all games. So how much can this change the outlook of this team going forward?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, because one of the things I thought was interesting when Mahomes took the podium this week was that he said, you know, I'm finally comfortable in the fact that the defense can make stops. And that wasn't really part of it just a few weeks ago. And having to deal with the pressures of trying to score every drive or feeling like you had to keep up with the other team. And so now that the defense is making stops, then Melvin Ingram, I think, has added that little bit of a spark that I think the defense needed, that the defensive line needed, because Frank Clark's even playing better. And so that makes it so much easier for the rest of the defense to step up and make plays. And so the defensive line, I think, is very confident right now. They were able to pressure the heck out of Jordan Love last week. And I know that you're not going to do that against an Aaron Rodgers. You're not going to blitz like crazy against an Aaron Rodgers, but they were able to really rattle a young quarterback. And even if it's not, you know, the MVP caliber of Rodgers, still being able to prove that you can do that when all season, you know, a lot of people from the outside looking in have said, you know, they need to improve the pass rush. They're not getting to the quarterback. They're not helping out their secondary by creating that pressure. Now, by doing that and seeing that they can do that against a pretty good offensive line in the Packers, I think gives them, again, a lot of confidence as they go into this week against the Raiders.
Danny Walniak, KCTV5. Danny, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you early on Monday. I know it's a Sunday night game. It's going to be a tough turn for you, but we're looking forward to it, Danny. Thanks for being here.
Hey, sounds good. You got to do it too, Pete. So appreciate you, man.
That's, you bet. Danny Walniak on KCMO Talk Radio.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.